From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. What makes a city special? The towering architecture near your workplace, that street corner where you catch the bus, those spaces and places that remind you of community, both past and present. Well, that's part of what journalists from The Guardian, a UK-based newspaper, are seeking during their week in Atlanta, that special quality that defines place. This place. The project is called Guardian Atlanta Week. Chris Michael is the editor of Guardian Cities. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
Hi. And Tosh Reith Banks is production editor for Guardian Cities. Hello, Tosh.
Hi there.
And Mark Oliver, he's the Guardian's U.S. Special Projects editor. Hello.
Hello.
They have gone to Atlanta United games, explored the future of black art in the city, been to Netherworld, and they're tracking scooters that are popping up everywhere on our streets. They're in the studio to discuss what they found. Now, Chris, I'm going to start with you. Guardian Cities has profiled Jakarta, São Paulo, Mexico City. Reporters spend a week in a place filing stories. It's not a lot of time. So how do you instruct them on what they're looking for?
Well, the key thing to do really is just go to people who already live in the city and already report from there. I mean, when we show up in a place, we don't really necessarily know that much about it. I mean, we obviously spend a lot of time reporting and getting stories and publishing stories on cities around the world. But when we go to a specific place and do a deep dive like we're doing in Atlanta, the key really is to get locals to help you.
So what have you been hearing, Tosh, from locals?
Really interesting things, actually. As has been noted before, it's very much a city of transplants. And that's certainly true of the journalists that we've worked with and certainly true of the people that we've met while we've been here. It's a city that's changing a lot and has changed a lot in the last sort of decade or so in particular. And people seem to have a lot of affection for it. A lot of people have come here for a specific reason, whether that's work. I mean, I've done a lot of research and work around people coming in for the film industry and for sort of other slightly more abstruse, nerdy reasons like the horror industry. And it's a very, very interesting vibe.
How about for you, Mark? How do you find the essence of a city in a week? Where do you even begin?
We started off with a kind of like a question, really, which was which US city should we do this in? And I don't think there was any one reason why we looked at Atlanta. But I mean, for me, like I was watching the Donald Glover Atlanta FX program and loving that. And so it was sort of starting to get into my kind of like mind. And we just thought that it was such an interesting moment that Atlanta was having where it's kind of culturally becoming more and more recognized, and we wanted to try and kind of like tune into that and look at the film and the TV industry, and also all sorts of kind of like challenges. It's growing in population, and kind of with it, you know, Georgia as a state will become more politically powerful, and we wanted to kind of try and, you know, get under the skin of some of those things, you know, coming in as an outsider, but you know, trying to understand them a bit more and build up a kind of a portrait of a city.
I'm curious if your expectations matched up to what you thought might be here. How about you, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm originally from Toronto in Canada, and Atlanta weirdly reminds me a lot of Toronto. It's a city poised on the cusp of great change and really feels almost like a quintessential North American city construct with tons of sprawl and lots of old buildings having been knocked down to build flashy new skyscrapers, but also a real effort, especially among younger people, to recapture the center of the city and to densify and to build public transit and to encourage cycling and the scooters and everything else. So it's, in some ways, you know, we sort of saw Atlanta a little bit, maybe the way that Chicago was in the 20th century. Atlanta sort of embodies the sort of new American city of the 21st century.
So what kind of visions of the city did the people that you were collaborating with give you? Who wants to pick that up? Tosh?
Oh, crumbs. Okay. Well, we've spoken a lot to Ryan Gravel about the Beltline. We've got a big piece coming out about that tomorrow. And that's a very interesting vision of the city, particularly because it speaks to, in some ways, the divisions of the city. You can see how the Beltline will definitely improve certain things, including transit. But you can also see that it's having a knock-on effect that's perhaps less desirable, the gentrification, which a couple of people have noted to us as being a particularly Atlanta problem.
And that seems consistent with the history of Atlanta, these surges of development and then retrenching somewhat. Did you hear that from people?
Absolutely. And our deputy editor, Nick Mead, actually wrote a piece yesterday about the lost city of Atlanta, referencing this idea of it being a very tear-down city, you know, with some fantastic buildings that are completely lost to, you know, to the archives, basically. But yeah, it's a city of movement, definitely.
Well, a city of movement that's also deeply planted in the South. But I hear from a lot of people that they don't say they're from Georgia. They say, I'm from Atlanta. Did you find that distinction?
Well, one thing that really struck me was Atlanta United. We were really excited about that story. And I don't know if this is true, but it felt like with people kind of moving to the city, that something had kind of been captured by that new side, where it was a kind of like a moment for a lot of fans that we spoke to who were from elsewhere, who might have baseball teams or football teams elsewhere, that they could kind of get behind this new soccer team and kind of like lay down some roots in Atlanta. And it's just, we spent a bit of time at the tailgate at the game on Sunday. And it's just amazing, this kind of like fan culture that had kind of like come out of nowhere and the excitement around it.
Yeah, the team has completely swept the city. But that's something that Atlanta folks are certainly familiar with. So who are you envisioning as the audience for these city profiles?
I mean, that's an interesting question. I think, you know, we have a global readership. And when we decide to go deep on a particular place, we want to make sure that the stories that are happening in that place resonate with readers around the world. That said, we've seen a lot of our readership from Georgia. 28% of the people who've been reading the articles in the series are from here, which is really heartening because obviously these are the people who know the place best. And we've received a tremendous flood of comments from local readers telling us, you know, things that we should do, things that they think we didn't get right, things they, you know, didn't know about their own city. So that's very exciting.
That's Chris Michael. He's with Mark Oliver and Tosh Reith Banks. They're all from the newspaper The Guardian, and you can read their coverage of Atlanta. It's this week at theguardian.com. Of course, you can read it afterwards as well. And I'm wondering, do you think this is going to become a reference point for, you know, somebody has a week in Atlanta? They might actually retrace your steps.
I hope so. So I was talking to my sister the other day, who lives in Durham, in the north of England. And she was saying, oh, actually, one of my colleagues is going to Atlanta this week to go to the Walking Dead, you know, one of the 80,000 people that are going to flock to the big conference about that. And that kind of sort of surprised me, really. Like, you know, when I was growing up, Atlanta wasn't really on the radar of, you know, a place that people in the north of England would visit. And so, you know, hopefully we'll pick up some readers who, for one reason or another, whether they're a fan of, you know, a bit of the culture that appeals to them, you know, suddenly wanting to know a bit more about the city in the round.
What surprised you most about Atlanta?
I mean, I didn't realize that Atlanta was the most unequal city in the United States.
This is a big, big part of what it is.
Absolutely. And the place does feel quite divided. At the same time, it's tremendously integrated, or feels quite integrated racially. And so that, we thought, made it a really interesting place to go deep on, because of this sort of what seems like a paradox. It is both incredibly unequal and yet in some ways quite progressive.
So that's one of those things that obviously there's a lot of information and research about this, that about the inequity of Atlanta. But as an outsider, maybe you get a different kind of perspective. How do you see it or interpret it?
I mean, we were in a taxi last night going to Ponce City Market, and we could just sort of see how there were, you know, these neighborhoods that were project housing right next to these kind of condos that were going up. And it was almost like you could just see the two different, you know, universes of Atlanta literally over the other side of like a street.
What are the other things that you saw that maybe surprised you? How about you, Tosh?
Oh, I'm trying to think about it. I have to admit, I'm not exactly surprised by Atlanta, but I have enjoyed it, which is perhaps more surprising to me. I had never thought of it as a place to visit. I mean, we go back to the idea of it being a sort of people saying that they are from Atlanta rather than from Georgia. I'm from London. A lot of people do sort of say, I'm from London. I'm, you know, rather than I'm from England or I'm from the UK. There is this liberal island idea. And I've been very interested by how that sort of might manifest here. The other thing that I have been really, this is potentially slightly controversial, but the other thing that I have been quite surprised by, again, coming from the UK, is the prevalence of the gun culture. I used to work in the scare industry, and I went to a haunt the other night, and it's the Pink Trap House, the haunted Pink Trap House.
TI's Trap House.
Yeah, that's right. And it's very interesting. They have a section which is zombie kill, and it hadn't occurred to me until I was inside that there might be an issue with people bringing their own weapons in. It's honestly not a thing that has ever occurred to me before. And then I started seeing, you know, here and there and about, you know, don't bring your weapons inside this coffee house or whatever. That surprises me. But it shouldn't surprise me because I know what the gun laws are here. It's just a cultural difference. And very, very interesting to see that manifest itself in a very modern-looking city.
And you said, you started by saying Atlanta's not that surprising. What did you mean by that?
I just meant that I sort of recognised it as an international and global-looking city. You know, it's less antebellum South than anywhere else that you might be anticipating in the South. But I was aware of its reputation as a place that regenerates itself constantly, or, you know, sort of reimagines itself constantly. So in many ways, I wasn't surprised to see how shiny and new a lot of downtown looks. You know, the beautiful Mercedes-Benz Stadium, it's got a lovely atmosphere, but it's very, very futuristic looking. I wasn't surprised by that as such. But yeah, it is not. It's not the South of your imaginings. It's not, you know, Spanish moss dripping off the trees and whatever. Certainly not downtown anyway.
What do you think readers here in Atlanta will take away from this series, seeing it from another perspective?
You asked before about, you know, what you notice coming into a place for the first time. And today we've just published a multimedia piece about Stone Mountain. And it's that was something that really struck us looking at it from the outside. And it's something that it feels like Atlantans have just seen for so long that to them it maybe doesn't register as quite as strange as it does to us arriving from the outside. One of our colleagues, Emily Cozart, is from Atlanta. She wasn't born here, but she grew up here. And she told stories. She was actually how we first sort of cottoned on to the phenomenon of Stone Mountain. She said, you know, she used to go there as a kid and they would picnic and they would watch the laser light show that's projected onto the Confederate monument. And she just sort of, you know, took this for granted and thought it was all lovely and fine. It was only when moving away that she started to think, well, that was a little odd, wasn't it? And now in the context of the movement around the United States to remove Confederate memorials, the sort of gigantic Confederate memorial that you can see from the plane flying into Atlanta, all of a sudden to us seemed like an incredible story to tell.
Chris Michael, Mark Oliver, and Tosh Reith-Banks from The Guardian. You can see their multimedia coverage and read more about their coverage of Guardian Atlanta Week. We've got a link at gppnews.org. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we take a visit to Savannah and hear from Sonny Seiler, the man who owns Ugga, the famous and beloved Bulldogs mascot. This is On Second Thought.